Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Empowered Communications on the air with Dr. Pat Allen, but trick or treat, Dr. Allen is not with us tonight, unfortunately, but what we do have is we have a surprise. We have the Want Institute's Susan Wagner here with us tonight, and she's going to talk about the Want Institute and what's going on there, what's upcoming. And we have Kathy Katz. So, let's say hello.
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 How are you guys doing tonight?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm so glad you could come. Susan.
Yes.
You are the CFO of the Want Institute, and you are the one that decided to go ahead and sponsor this crazy endeavor with Dr. Allen and I. I know we've got some new and creative and wonderful things upcoming with the One Institute starting in the new year, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Great way to start. So what do we got happening?
What we have happening is starting in January, we're going to be offering a dream interpretation class. It will be in the Orange County, it'll be Long Beach at the Long Beach Marriott. It'll be one Saturday a month for 4 months. It will be from 9 to 5, and it also will be available via webcast live stream. So all the people in the audience that are not available to come to the location can listen in and get the information on Pat's dream interpretation.
Now, this is really something that's very cutting edge with Pat. It's sort of a new concept. Pat's been doing dreams forever, but she hasn't really shared her ideology and her work and method with us students in the past. Very limited, but this is a very focused class.
If you've heard to her past recordings on this, the archives, we have had Pat interpret dreams. What she will be teaching in this class is how you look at dream symbols and interpret them on what's going on in your life. So after taking this class, you'll be able to understand your own dreams. That's very interesting. Rather than calling somebody to pay them to have, hey, what's my dream about? You'll be able to learn. And we use a book. Kelly, you know the name of the book that we'll be using.
The Mystical Magical World of Dreams.
That's the book Pat recommends to use.
By Tanner.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we're also going to be having in January a half-day seminar at the Marriott Courtyard in Culver City. It will be Getting the Secret to Doing the Relationships Right. It's a takeoff from her book, Getting to I Do. It'll be a half-day workshop from 9 to 12:30, and it'll be limited to a certain amount of, probably about 30 ladies or gentlemen, and then it will also be available via webcast live streaming.
Oh, we've got a call coming in. Let's take it real quick, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's do it. Hey, caller, you are on the air, Empowered Communications. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello.
How can we help you tonight?
I wanted to ask Dr. Pat Allen a question.
I'm so sorry. Dr. Allen's not here with us tonight, but we are three coaches sitting in, sort of like the three witches from Macbeth. So why don't you go ahead and ask your question, and we'll see if we can use any of Dr. Allen's pearls to cast at you.
Okay. So I called a couple of weeks ago. I was dating my ex-boyfriend who was pretty much doing the bait and switch.
You are the girl that offers services.
What?
You are the girl
Barber,
that offers the services.
Cosmetic.
The
yeah.
cosmetic service.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just so we know where you're at.
Right. And so a couple weeks ago, the call was basically, do you love yourself enough to say goodbye? And I thought about it, and I said yes. And so, therefore, I was going to follow the whole, you know, don't, just basically say goodbye. Well, he never called. He sent one text, and I responded, but he never called, and he's not called. And basically, she said, when he calls and asks you out, tell him, you know, he's not been very friendly, and to basically say goodbye. So okay. He sent me a text today, and this is what it said. Hope everything is good with you. I would like to be friends for now. I will always care about you and be there if you need anything. I've been a bit stressed out, need to get my life together. Sorry if I said anything to hurt you in any way. Have fun with your family on the cruise. So I just got that tonight. And so I don't want to be friends. And anyhow, I don't know how to respond.
Well, we understand that.
Because I'm not
that.
Getting the opportunity to say anything in person, like over the phone. But he's not calling. He's not asking out. And this is, you know, his way of communicating his text.
Well, I would say you have to do the 8 weeks.
I think she would have to do the eight yeah. weeks. But I think what we have going on here is she wants to finish it. And so I think the way for her to finish it would definitely be the hi bye letter. She's got a lot of stuff on her chest, a lot of stuff in her heart, and a lot of stuff in her head that she feels she needs to be able to share.
Okay. Kathy, do you have any suggestions?
I want to add, in Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do, I actually have the page number. It's page 50, where we discuss language choices. And I heard you say, he said, I would like. I would like is a sign that we notice in want training. It's not a potent word, and it's not masculine. If he said, I want, that's a word you want to hear. So I don't hear a real man using real man language.
No, I think he's pretty much a wounded man, and he's definitely a Peter Pan wounded man. And anyhow, it was very emotionally abusive. So apart from that, it was a very codependent relationship. I was a zero and he was a 10. And that was one of the many reasons why I would break up with him.
How do you feel?
End the relationship.
How do you feel about writing the hi bye letter to him?
How do I feel about what?
Writing the hi bye letter to him.
I don't even want to give him that much. I mean, I don't want him back. So
well, it's to
like
help you move on. It's not about him. It's to help you move on. It's to help you.
Okay.
I mean, I've actually written a hi bye letter that I never sent. I wrote it
to let you
when
move
I was
on.
Done writing yeah. it. I burnt it. I was like,
yes.
You're not even going to get the benefit of hearing this. I'm done with you forever. But once it all came out of me, I was like, oh, who cares? I'm done. Burn it.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a step in moving on, just so I could articulate how I felt and analyze what I was feeling, and then look at the letter, and I kind of went like, wow, what's wrong with you? Move on. Let it go. And since Halloween's almost here, and everybody's going to be Anna and the gal from Frozen, so let it go. So if you know, if you're not interested in writing the hi bye letter, then you sort of just have to just ignore, I guess, your feelings.
Okay,
so I mean, I'm
go
not
ahead,
opposed
Kathy.
To writing the hi bye letter. I think in the right now, I'm wondering, do I need to respond to this text message? I mean,
No.
Either accept him, reject him, but don't tolerate him, because tolerating is what makes people go crazy.
Tolerate him, don't tolerate that behavior from any man that you have designs on. That's really
well, that's the thing. About 8 months ago, he tried the whole I want to be friends and this, that. And I said, I can't be friends with you. I have feelings. And I had to go through this whole thing. And it's been back and forth for 8 months. So he's now coming back to the place.
He's stolen eight
of being friends again.
He's stolen 8 months of your life, then, is basically the situation.
I feel like that's what's going on. Yeah. Yes. And I've been pretty complete for a couple of weeks. And I've been moving on and feeling very good about my, you know, self and my decision to just move forward. I don't feel it's been a year and a half, it's almost been 2 years coming in December, and he's not doing anything different.
You know, I'm a little bit harsher than some of the other gals. My answer would be jettison him, flush it.
Lock the number.
But girls, what is your take, Susan?
I think that only you know when it's done.
When you're
if
finished.
You're still emotionally attached, there's still a connection. That's why sometimes a hi bye letter, it helps you release and get over it. When you have empathy and you feel sorry for him, that you don't even care about him, then you know it's over. But I'm still hearing you're connected. I hear you almost wanting to cry. Maybe you were clearing your voice, but I heard pain.
Agree, Susan.
I heard pain, and you're not done yet.
When there's still tears, there's still that connection.
If you want to write the hi-bye letter, you can contact me at the office, and I'll give you the format. And you can write the letter, and I go over it, or I'll give it to Pat. You can reach me at the info@wantinstitute.org. Just send it.
Okay, so I don't need to respond to this text.
No. All it will be is he's got a way of connecting with you, and you go back, and it's now a pattern that he knows he can contact you, and you'll run back, and the same thing happens. And you do it hoping he changes, but you've seen a behavior of no change.
In two years.
Do you agree with me, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ignore the text. Yes. I write the hi-bye letter for myself, and I move on with my
yes.
life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision followed by action or inaction as soon as possible. You go, girl.
Okay, I love it. Thank you. I have a question. I have a friend who's here with me, and she has a quick question. Is that okay
sure.
if you talk to her for a second?
Of course.
Hi, Pat. I'm a longtime follower.
Well, we're not Pat here.
Pat's not with us tonight. We are
three coaches that were taught
Great.
By Dr. Allen.
I trust you guys as I would Pat. So here's the situation. I've been back together with my boyfriend, and things are going great. He bought me a new iPhone, and it has the Find My iPhone locator thing, and he's been tracking me on it because we don't live together any longer. And I feel like it's replaced him calling and texting as much because I see it sends me an email when he tracks me. And I've told him, like, I think I should turn it off. You should trust me more. He says,
right.
No, it's not about trust. I just want to kind of know you're safe and know where you are. And then from time to time, if I'm doing something out of my normal routine, he'll call me. But I told him I'd rather have him give me the phone call because it makes me feel I'd like to talk to him more. I'm a babbling brook, and I like hearing his
okay.
voice. And
are you guys, are you, is he your boyfriend now?
He is. We're in a committed
okay.
relationship.
Boyfriends want to know where their girlfriends are all the time. That's why he has it. I'm hearing that you want to be an independent person.
Well, no, I don't mind him doing it, but I would prefer to talk to him more. So he doesn't call me, but maybe a couple of times a week. And then I call him maybe once a week.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Are you telling me he's basically stalking you with a phone that he gave you? So he put a tracking device on you like they do when they let you out of jail, but
well,
he's
not,
not
really
calling
device,
you
it's on the iPhone in case you lose it, and
right.
he's going to help me set it up, so
but
he
he's still tracking you. So the question is, he's not communicating with you unless you do something out of the norm. That sounds like stalker tracking to me.
Feels like that a bit, but I'd like the texting and calling was more before this whole iPhone thing.
The description Pat talks about is a male energy is compete, control, and conquer. I'm hearing that's what he wants from his woman. Feminine energy is passive, patient, available, and vulnerable. He wants to
mm-hmm.
make sure you're available, and I'm hearing you want to be independent. You don't want anybody keeping track of you.
I don't mind him keeping track of me, but I actually want to hear from him more, and he was calling me more when he didn't.
But you're wanting to
okay. have the ability to track me.
I appreciate that, but I'm hearing right now your language is you want him to do this. Feminine tells a man what they don't want. I'm hearing a lot of I want.
Okay.
That's controlling. I'm hearing there's
okay.
two men in the relationship competing to get their way.
So I should not want him to track me more than I want
Kathy
him to
Katz,
call me?
Let her come in. And
yes, I agree with you. The only thing that I'm suggesting is the 5-step cleanup that Dr. Pat refers to in her book, Getting to I Do. If you want to make
mm-hmm.
an appointment with him to teach and preach and be in your masculine, then it is appropriate for you to use that language. But if you're saying I want and he's saying I want, you're going to bang heads all the time.
Okay. So it would be more, I would say, sweetheart, could we talk about something that may be uncomfortable for you? Yes, okay, that's fine. What is it?
Then you
I really
would say something
time
like,
to spend together.
I really enjoy when you call and text me.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell him what you like.
Stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead. Then what would you do?
However, I feel like since you're able to see where I'm at, it limits you needing to call me because you're getting that information, but I'm not getting the communication with you. And since you don't see each other that often, it makes me feel really good to hear your voice or see a text.
Yes, but don't forget the contract. The contract, the only way you know you love yourself or anyone else are those contracts you're willing to make and keep. A lot of relationships...
Okay, so tell me what you would say so I get it right.
Okay, you make an appointment. I want to talk mm-hmm. to you about what's been happening with this cell phone. When is it convenient? So you knock, you get permission. Before you teach and preach, you want to make mm-hmm. an appointment. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kathy's leaving out the part that Pat says, bitch and moan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm a long-time Pat Allen. I know all that.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so you have the book. I'll tell you which page it's on. Okay, so you made an appointment. You stroke him. I really appreciate you bought this phone to track me on, right? You stroke him. You recognize what he's done, and that gives him an opportunity to say, no, that's not why I got you the phone, right? So you're being very respectful, and then you tell mm-hmm. him how you feel. If you tell him, I feel very uncomfortable, his job is a real man. If he's a real man and he wants to cherish your feelings, he's going to try to make this work. So you're going to share your feelings, and then you're going to have a contract. I'm not willing to be with a man who wants to constantly have a phone on me but doesn't want to talk to me. So what do you think about us working this out?
So I've actually tried that, and what he says is it's not up for discussion, it's not hurting anything, and if you lose the phone, then I could help you find it, and it, you know, if you're out late at night and you're unsafe, I can see that you're on your normal path and see that you're okay, and I, you know.
Caller.
He plays it off like it's a protection thing.
Caller, Dr. Pat Allen would say, is it immoral, unethical, or illegal what he's requesting?
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
No.
And also, accept or reject him. We can't change okay. somebody. Everybody is an individual. You either accept what they're doing or you reject them.
So far, I have accepted it. But I guess I want him to call me more. Is there any other way to help him?
No. You accept. You can't. You cannot retrain a man. He gives you his time and he calls you on his schedule. You cannot request him to call you more. You accept when he does call you, or you move on to a man that will call you more.
And I just have to continue not calling him, but two for one.
It's two for one.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Thanks. Good luck.
Good luck.
Okay, fun stuff. So we were talking about...
the Dr. Pat Allen classes we have coming
the half,
up.
We were talking about the half day, so...
Yeah. Now, what we just demonstrated was the tools Dr. Allen teaches, the stroke and stand, the five-step cleanup, the validation. We will be having a half-day class that will teach you how to use all those tools on Saturday, February 27th, and it will be at the Marriott Long Beach Courtyard Hotel. And it will be available to be in person in the hotel, or we will have it available via webcast live stream. All of
right.
this will be available on our website in the next couple of weeks.
www.drpatallen.com. And don't forget to go over to www.oneistore.com. So they can get cross information back and forth from that, and
all the information will be on the wantinstitute.org website.
Great. So if you have questions and you can't find the information there, then you can always send an email out to Pat Allen Assistant at Gmail, swagner@drpatallen.com, or swagner@wantinstitute.org. What else do we have going on, Sue?
All three of us here, Kelly Ward is a certified Want Institute coach, myself, Sue Wagner, and also Kathy Katz. We all have the skills to give communication and help ladies out there with dating. And Kathy Katz wants to talk a little bit about her time with Dr. Pat Allen.
That's exactly right. Now, Kathy, you are a huge proponent of the book Getting to I Do, which I, of course, believe is a wonderful and excellent manual for getting to I Do. But you have something really important to tell us about that book.
Ah, yes. I actually met Dr. Pat Allen at a Wednesday night seminar about 30 years ago, and I had the wonderful opportunity to be married to a man who found me. He is the masculine energy, I'm the feminine, and I respect his thoughts and ideas, and he cherishes my feelings, and we are going to be married 19 years in November.
Oh, congratulations. Now, let me ask you, were you always the feminine energy, or did you used to be the masculine?
Actually, I was a career woman, which meant I was in my masculine, and because of Dr. Pat's material and her seminars and her Wednesday night groups, I actually I used the tools and I got better results, and I am very happy, and I also I'm so happy that I'm teaching it now. So I teach the material in her book, Getting to I Do. I have a book club on Monday nights, and we go over it. And every week, there's some chapter in that book that we address. So
awesome. Hey, we're going to hop in here and take a call because that's fun. Hey, caller, you are on the air with Empowered Communications. How can we help you tonight?
Hello, ladies. I have a question for you. So I am a feminine. I like to be a feminine energy. I like to find an alpha man, although I am alpha woman. I like to ask you if it's normal to have this man, the alpha man, to talk a lot and a little too much about their work, about their jobs and their accomplishments. Is that
that's masculine?
Right off the top of my head, I'd say that's about as manly
as you can get. You have a real man.
Men love to talk about themselves. They like to pretend like they don't, but the truth of the matter is that their work is connected directly to their virility and their masculinity. So if they're talking a lot about their work, I would say that is an extremely masculine trait.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have to remember, men and work. Recently, I had a friend who, a gentleman who lost his wife, lost his job, had a car accident. Divorce papers were filed on him, and he took his own life. So all of those things crushed his masculinity to the point where he essentially gave up. So you can do that to people by... you know, emasculating them. Men don't like to be emasculated. They're men. Real men don't like to.
And also, don't forget, he is interviewing you on the date, and you are investigating him. You're listening to him. You're listening for the deal. What's the deal that's going to work for you? So remember that you listening for you is critical.
Are you, if you're saying you're an alpha, the fact of the matter is that your energy is masculine, so you would actually be wanting to step into the place where he is at and discussing and talking, being the leader of the conversation. Feminine energy does not do that.
Yes, and I try to step back and just listen, and but it seems like they can go like on and on for the whole date and talk about themselves. But what about me? What about them asking about me?
Real men pick with their eyes, and we are picking with our ears. So he could be talking and talking, but if you don't like, if he's talking about taking you to Italy every year and you're going to live at the beach and he wants you to, you know, raise his children, those are the things you're listening for. If he's saying, you know, I don't have any money, I don't have a job, you want to be a really good listener. That's what I
do. And catch a cab. But the truth of the matter is this: if he is talking about every single solitary conversation is about his work, what you can do is you can redirect him a little bit by gently asking him something like, Wow, your work is really fascinating. So what do you do for fun?
Yeah.
What are your hobbies? Do you like this? Do you like that? They want you to ask them questions. They want you to listen to the answers. You have to learn to be an active listener and participate in the conversation by actively listening. And that's different than just sitting there and not really actively listening to what he's saying.
No,
he's,
I do.
Yeah,
I do
that. He's giving you clues.
I like to be asked, too, what do I do, what I like to do. Is that okay to expect that, or should I instead be more proactive and tell them about me?
Girls, jump in here.
Remember the three C's. Do you have chemistry with this man? Do you have chemistry? Are you compatible? And are you able to communicate? Dr. Pat says the three C's.
Okay.
Does he never ask you any questions? I mean, do you go to dinner and he just starts talking and then he just talks through the whole date without ever interacting with you and questioning you at
all? No, he does ask me. He calls me too and asks me how was the week and how was, I think that it's just the very, at the beginning, I've seen this pattern with guys that at the beginning of the, relationship, it's, I don't know if it's because they're nervous or what they're trying to prove, but they just talk about themselves and
they're trying to prove they're worthy.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that you want to let him know all about you
and that you're worthy.
That's male. You want to be man to man with him and tell him about all your accomplishments. That will diffuse the chemistry between you.
I think he's looking for a female, and I think if he was looking for another male, he would be in a different sort of bar.
He doesn't want to compete with your career. He wants you to be impressed with his career is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
So I think if he's 51% worth it, you're going to have to sit and listen, and you need to make a decision of whether or not he is. And if he isn't, because that annoys or aggravates you now, you can imagine how it's going to be 5 years down the line.
That's correct.
And it's just this thing that I'm starting to change my pattern to not talk about myself and talk about my accomplishments, and I'm just
male. You want to go male to male and impress him with your credentials. That will never work.
Turn off for him. It's a turn off for him.
Thanks, caller. Okay, you've got another call. Hey, caller, how are you? We're on the air with Dr. Allen's Empowered Communication.
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Thanks for the ladies. A guy has been dating me a couple of months, the last couple of months off and on, and I brought him to one of the workshops with Dr. Allen, and he said that he thinks she gives men way too much credit for being sophisticated and thinking about relationships. And he said, so long as the sex is good, I don't really care about anything else. How would you respond can I think that he's just in it for the sex, or can I think that he's maybe an anchorman? I'm just trying to assess kind of where he stands.
Well, let me ask you, are you guys you're just dating?
We're just dating.
And you haven't had sex intercourse with him?
Well, we kind of got serious fast, but then we kind of pulled back.
Okay,
so
because you need to...
If
you've read the book Getting to I Do, you have to have the entrance fee. You have to set up the contract on where you guys are going. Have you set that? Have you made that arrangement for the talk with him?
We did, but that process failed, so now we're starting up again.
Okay, because men are sexual. They want sex, but if you let it in for free, then you're going to be the one that pays the price later.
The sperm chases the egg.
Right, but he's saying, you know, I like you so much that I really want to get to know you. Before it was just about the sex, but now I really want to get to know you. And I really believe that, because when we talk...
Then date him. Yeah, date him like you're doing. Just no intercourse.
Okay. Negotiate your deal. Negotiate.
Hugging and kissing's all right.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
And read the book, Getting Do I Do. Okay, so we have another class coming up too, and I think that class is
The life script class. That one is only available if you attend it live at the location, which will be at the Hampton Inn in Seal Beach.
Right. Because that one's a very involved and
that one's going to go through very personal matters.
It's, yeah.
You know, life script is about your
it's your story.
It's your story.
It's
of
your life.
Life
story. Yeah.
And it's a sort of a very, it's a little bit more than a life story. It's a little bit of very personal, psychological, emotional things that have developed you as a human being.
That so made you who you are and how you act
a lot
act
of
today.
Them are very, yeah. sometimes very, very sensitive.
Yes, very much so.
So we won't be broadcasting that, but we will be having it live.
You can attend it. It's 3 months starting in February. It'll be one Saturday a month in February, March, April, 9 to 5. All of the classes are fairly reasonable. You can check out all the information on wantinstitute.org. It has a full write-up on the dates, the topics, the description of the class, and also all the other information needed.
It gives you price, how to register and
prices,
all that.
Prices, and you can contact me. The classes, we already have a few registered already, and it is limited to 30 people, so it will be a small, intimate class.
So I know the tendency sometimes is for people to wait to the last minute, but we are not going to be starting another one of these live script classes.
Until probably May. May it'll right. be another turnaround.
So we don't let anybody join in the middle of it.
No.
We only take 30 people, and we do not let anyone join. If we're starting in, did you say we're starting in February?
February for the life script, January for the dream interpretation.
And so nobody is allowed to register in those middle months. So they would have to wait till the next session.
All registration will be completed by December.
Okay,
the classes will be full.
So that is really important that everybody understands that we cannot let you in. We go through the material very quickly. It's very intensive, and to miss one of the classes or to try to start late is just an impossibility. We just don't allow that. So what else have we got going on?
Well, I know, starting November 13th, we will be extending the Dr. Pat Allen Show. We will be here on Fridays starting November 13th. We'll be covering from 6 o'clock till 8.
That's right.
There will probably be a 10-minute intermission, 6:50 till 7, and then Dr. Allen will come back on and answer your questions. Kelly will be working up a new format.
Yes.
As to what the two radio shows will be about. And we'll still take all your questions.
I'm very, very excited about it. And I think it's going to give us a little bit more time. It seems like I'm always wrapping Dr. Allen up at the end going, we have to hang up, Dr. Allen. We've got to go. We're out of time, and the phones are lighting up, and I'm like, I got to reject all of these phone calls. So we negotiated, and we discussed it, and we talked about it, and we really thought that extending the time would be good. And I think we're going to have some really fun stuff go on.
Especially with the holidays coming up. Kelly has a great idea for the holiday season.
Yes, we do. We have, I'm hoping that we have Robert Storr come back with us during this holiday season. We know that sometimes when we're lonely or alone or we're looking for somebody in our lives, we can become quite the depressed. The holidays can be a depressing time for some people, especially people who feel like they have no one. So we would like to address that issue, and we would like to reach out to our listening audience to make sure that you're all okay this holiday season. It's important to us. And we really would like to do that. So if anybody has any questions, and you know how to contact us on Facebook, and you guys know how to contact me directly, kelly@socializeme.com. So again, think about that, and we're going to be looking at hopefully having Robert Storr again with us. Very important gentleman with very important tips for those who are depressed and thinking about ending it. So, Kathy, you were saying you were in your masculine energy prior to reading the book. So tell us, because I have a lot of women and a lot of girls calling me, texting me, sending me emails that say, I've been doing this for 3 weeks, and it's just not working. And I'm like, 3 weeks is not going to cut it. I don't believe you're actually exercising and practicing things you think you are.
5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
So how long did it take you to get to I do?
Well, I dated my husband, my boyfriend then, probably about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we used all the skills, and it just worked out.
Well, let's flash back to a little bit further in time.
Sure.
And I'm hoping you weren't wearing, like, those stripy socks with roller skates. But if you were, it's okay. How did you let him find you, since we're not supposed to be, quote-unquote, hunting?
Actually,
we're supposed to be presenting.
That's correct. It was a blind date, and we met someplace, and I kept my mouth shut. I actually waited for him to say hello. And a lot of women have a difficult time with that I work with. They just want to start the conversation.
Well, I think that's sort of a twofold thing. One of them is anytime you walk into a room and you're introduced to somebody, you either clam up or your mouth just starts flapping. Because like Pat says, wow, lots of people spend a lot of time with their foot in their mouth. I think that's sort of a thing that we have as a defense mechanism.
But the feminine energy, her job is to look good, smell good, taste good, and touch good, and appeal to his senses. Because remember, he's picking with his eyes.
Yeah. So when my girls want to start talking, I tell them to pinch themselves.
Okay.
I say, pinch yourself. Pinch. Okay. Little pinch. Remember, shut up.
Oh, and the other thing, if you're in the masculine and you are a career woman transitioning, remember that hour a day. Dr. Pat talks about an hour a day to transition, to get out of your head from being masculine at work, because we're all men at work. But when you get home and you have a date waiting for you, you don't want to stay in that masculine. So do something that pleasures your senses. Take a bubble bath before he arrives. You know, take a swim, something where you're in touch with the senses. Because otherwise, and I've worked with women that stay up in their head, and they start saying what they want, and the language changes, and the guys run. They run.
You know what? It's interesting that you say that, because I have three girls I'm working with right now. They're very masculine, and they have jobs that are rather high-powered. So I make them do a ritualistic and symbolic thing when they leave the office. They have to lock their business jacket and their briefcase in the trunk. They have to, if they're not wearing a jacket that day, they have to actually stand there and take off this imaginary jacket, put it in the trunk, lock the trunk. They're not allowed to get in the car with their briefcase or their business attire. They have to change. So I say, do it ritualistically.
Excellent.
Go to the car and remove that jacket.
The rewiring.
Take it off. Put it in the trunk. Work is done. Don't take work home. Don't ever do it, because you're not at work. You're not getting paid to get in the car and take it home with you. So leave it in the trunk. It's been incredibly effective.
Excellent.
It's been really effective. And they say, I feel so silly doing it. And I'm like, really? Well, how did you feel when you got home? Well, I felt great. I'm like, so why do you feel silly doing it? What do you care? If everybody's looking at you going like, what is that crazy woman doing? What do you care? Take it off. Because it is a mantle. It is a coat. It's a weight on our shoulders. And I have to do it. Even, I don't have a mate. Thank you, Jesus. But when I go home, I have children. And they deserve me to be mom and not mom. They deserve me to be mom.
Right.
You know, bake cookies and come sit on my lap and tell me about your day. I'm your mom. Not this person that comes in and starts like throwing things and terrible day. So what experience do you have with your people? Susan, what experience do you have with your ladies that have that same issue?
Basically, it's a lot of my women have been raised masculine,
yes,
and they have a very hard time staying feminine because they want to retrain or try and get the man to communicate or do it their way or understand him. And sitting still and following his lead is very hard, very hard.
They're into performance instead of processing. I teach them that a woman has to feel good to do good, and a man has to do good to feel good. So if she's up in her head, trying to coordinate this date and make it be right and make it be perfect. She is in her left logic lobe side of the brain.
And that's the other thing, too. One of the things I point out to them is, wow, what is ever perfect? And by the way, when everything goes great, what do you remember about it? Almost nothing. You know, it's like holiday dinners, you know. I can't tell you how many times you pull out, you know, you open the cabinet door, there's no mayonnaise, and it's, you know, Christmas Day. You remember that, but you don't remember the ones that went perfectly. And I tell them, those dates that are quirky and crazy and funky, the guys remember that, too. They remember that. Oh, she did this, it was cute, you know, whatever the case may be. So interesting. Now then, Susan, we get to extend the show here at the radio because we have traded something.
Well, we are going to be starting to do Dr. Allen's Monday night Los Angeles relationship seminar. We will be starting in December. It'll be once a month on the first Monday. And in Orange County, it will be once a month, starting in January of 2016, the first Wednesday of every month, so Dr. Allen can do more seminars and give more information rather than just answer quick questions. Everybody can always call here for quick questions. And her Monday and Wednesday seminars are available on iTunes podcasts. They'll be available for free until January of 2016. So you can always, we're always welcoming you to go in and listen to Pat's material, learn. You can call Kelly, myself, or Kathy Katz if you have quick dating questions, or you can set up appointments with Dr. Allen. And we have our address of our offices in L.A. and Orange County, and Dr. Allen also does phone appointments. You can contact me at swagner.drpatallen.com. Or you can call the office at 949-723-0338.
So we get to extend the broadcast because we are giving Dr. Allen some more time. And the shows, well, she's been doing them many, 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 many years, are actually, they take a lot of time and energy. So I think it's a really good thing that she'll still be able to connect with everybody and they'll have more focused time with her at some of these seminars we've designed.
Now, the Monday night, we're extending it. It will be the first Monday of the month from 7 to 9, and it's $10, and it's at the Courtyard Marriott, 6333 Bristol Parkway. It's in Culver City. It's right next to the Fox Hills Mall. There is parking in the parking lot for $5, or a lot of the people park along the street for free. You go in there, you talk. Dr. Allen talks about relationships, male and female energy, and then the guests can come up and ask questions and have their questions answered just like if they were in her private office.
So it's fabulous. It's the same show. We're just reducing it down to once a month, starting in December of 2015 through till whenever.
Whenever.
And with respect to Orange County, we're starting that January, first Wednesday of every month, starting January 2016. Fabulous. So what else do we have going on?
I think that's about it for Dr. Allen's schedule for the first 6 months of 2016. And then she does, she has her schedule full with private appearances for special organizations. And she does the radio show. She always gives to the community. And she appreciates helping the community the best she can.
She does. She really does. And she's always there to really shore us up with respect to when we run into a coaching situation where we need to bat something off of her.
Yes.
She's always there for us with respect to us being coaches.
And Kelly here handles the Facebook page. You can all like our page, spread it on. We'll be sending out newsletters monthly, so please go into our website, drpatallen.com, and put your name on the newsletter, and we will be sending people free little recordings of special events.
We will.
We'll have little bonuses, so please be on our
newsletter. Right. When you sign up, you get a special gift. So definitely do that. And, yes, follow us on Facebook and tweet with us because we love that, and we are always bouncing around at Google+. And I know a little secret that we're going to be having a YouTube channel very soon. So you'll get to see little peeks of things you may have missed before from Dr. Allen. So look for that in the very close future. And remember,
do we have any Facebook questions?
Let's take a look at what our Facebook people are having to say tonight.
Kathy, do you have any clients that have called in? And
Ooh-wee. They are saying, what are they saying tonight? They're saying, where's Dr. Allen?
Sorry, we couldn't help you guys.
Hey, you know what? They're not saying that. They're saying, we're just wondering where she is.
She had to go to San Antonio to do a private speaking engagement, and then she went to visit her grandkids, my sister Kathy, in Texas, San Antonio, George West, Texas. So she's off on a little mini vacation.
She needs it. You guys have to understand that Dr. Allen is... While she's as spry and as chipper as a little old lark, she is 81 years old, and every once in a while, the gal needs a little rest and relaxation and some fun. So they're also saying, oh my God, I'm telling you this. I think the duty dating makes me feel like a slut. So what can I do about it? Okay, so here's one of the problems that I run into with the issue of duty dating. Women aren't seeming to get it. In the 50s, you went out with Bob and he took you to the movies, and Dave took you on a picnic, and Skip took you for a drive in the country. It was very innocent. Nobody was playing those games that we play now that happened in the 70s when everybody burned their bra and started dropping acid. So the truth is, women are not seeing that because they don't perceive that 50s dating ideology, and so they can't connect with that. One of the things they're doing is they're becoming prematurely monogamous. They go on one date, they start picking out China patterns.
And wedding dresses.
Wedding dresses and you know, what they're going to name their dog and their children. They've already started writing his name, his last name connected to theirs. So what are the monogram towels going to look like? This is a problem. I see this problem with women. They're automatically open and ready to have sexual intercourse with these people. What they're really supposed to be doing is going to a movie and having dinner. That doesn't mean having
sex.
Getting
to know the man.
So... they're telling me they feel like sluts when they're duty dating. And I'm saying, what are you doing besides going on a day? Really, that's the issue I have. So do you have women that are talking to you about duty dating and they're feeling very trampy?
Well, Dr. Pat says one time a week, place yourself sitting. So I have a client that actually met her now boyfriend of a couple years at a coffee house. She went in there with her laptop, and he approached her, and he sounded awkward, and it worked out. But it takes a little risk. There's a little risk-taking in the duty dating. So are you open to do it?
I think what she's saying is she is doing it, but it makes her feel awkward because she's dating three men.
I wonder how her daddy treated her.
That's a good question. Unfortunately, I don't think she's going to be able to answer his back right away. But the truth of the matter is that's not a new question for me. That's not a new question through our Facebook pals, and that's not a new question through our Twitter pals either.
Well, this seminar Pat has about getting to I Do, she will be going over that duty dating. It's going to give you all of Pat's equipment to get you women out there dating.
Now, you know, I've approached you, Sue, about this, and I'm going to approach you again on the air and put you on the spot. I really think we need to explore at least a half-day show or a seminar with respect to the duty dating. I think it's a really tough nut for some women to crack. And as you know, I am working on the book with Pat, the Duty Dating Handbook and Survival Guide. So I would really like to see a seminar, even if we just do a half-day seminar on that. And I would love to do a demonstration of the five-second flirt because they're not getting it. They're really not understanding that...
And also,
they have to be open and receptive. You can't sit there.
A lot of the women that I talk to, they don't want to date the guys because he's not. They don't think he's attractive. He's not tall
picking
enough.
With their eyes.
And that's male. You go out with him and you explore what he has to offer, and then you can decide whether he's acceptable. It's kind of diversifies. You go out with three different men, and you see all different types of men, so you do not focus and get obsessed with one man and try and change him, or you get obsessed with the one
man.
And
they don't, they sound like they don't feel good being in their feminine.
Well, one thing's for sure is a kiss goodnight is one thing, but a romp in the back seat is an entirely
yes.
different situation. So what we're telling you ladies is it's a date. It doesn't mean sex, and it doesn't mean instantaneous and unfounded monogamous ideologies toward these men. It's coffee, it's a movie, it's dinner, it's that.
It's getting to know somebody. And if Pat says give them three dates, because everybody's awkward on the first date and they always put their foot in the mouth, go out a second time and see if there's any interest in women. If you're feminine, you listen to the deal. You
That's
listen
right.
to what he has to offer you. That's a hard thing for a lot of women to do.
It is. Okay, we are all out of time. Aww. Once again, I told you it goes so fast. Susan Wagner, One Institute CFO, thank you so much for joining tonight. Kathy Katz, thank you so much for joining tonight.
Thank you. For
and sharing
me.
Your story of success about getting to I Do. We love you, everyone. Happy Samhain. Happy Halloween. We'll see you.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.